land of ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see, don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Welcome back into the show. Second hour on this Thursday, April the 11th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Again, the network consists of two websites and two apps on your cell phone, your tablet, your computers. You can even access these apps on your smart TVs. If you want to listen to the show, download TuneIn, capital T, capital I, one word, search for WYPV, We're Your Patriot Voice. You can listen to the show live 9 to noon, Monday through Friday. It repeats every 3 hours on the stream player right there on the TuneIn app. It's dedicated to this show only, as well as the show's website, yourdefendingfathers.com. Not only does the website have the stream player, but it also has podcasts, so you can listen on demand anytime. Just go to the website, yourdefendingfathers.com, click on podcasts. Every half hour is stored there, and you can listen on demand. You don't have to listen live 9 to noon, Monday through Friday. The radio station, an app, and a website, WCHYthecallletters.us. That's the website for the station, and its phone app is Simple Radio. Two words, capital S, capital R. Download it, and then search for the call letters, WCHY. So greatly appreciate if you guys share that information, tell others about it. We are growing word of mouth, more and more people from around the state of Michigan listening to the show. Greatly appreciate you guys doing that. Now, one thing that we do need is we need rear window stickers on the back glass window of your vehicle. Tastefully done, small 4x6 ovals stick to the glass. They'll last through the car washes. They're made for glass, not paint or bumpers. If you could text us your name and address and how many stickers you could use on your vehicles, how many could you share with your friends, your neighbors? We need to get these stickers out. We got a fresh supply of those, and we will mail them directly to your home or office. Just text me your name, your address, and how many stickers you'd like, and we'll put them in the mail. You'll get them soon. As you drive around town, more and more people see those. They'll check out 97.7. That'll help grow our audience, bring us new sponsors, and continue to grow the show, continue to grow the station. We'd greatly appreciate it. Now, one thing that people are doing, I had three orders yesterday People have gone to our website, acconservatives.org, Antrim County Conservative Union. We just got a fresh supply of these 9/11/11 cards. Donate $21. We'll mail you 100 rack cards for you to simply give out to 100 people. Have them read the 11 questions on the back. Have them think about the upcoming election, about these particular 11 issues. You could impact 1,100 voters in your area for a $21 investment. That's our cost, printing, shipping to us. Then we bag them up, put them in padded envelopes, and ship them to you. And basically, no profit margin on these. We're putting all the money right back into buying more. We're going to continue to do this throughout the election season. And we'd love for you to send us $21 on the website as a donation, acconservatives.org. If you want a link to that, just text me cards, and I'll send you a link for you to do it right on your phone. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hey everybody, it's Sherry LaFave in Onaway. Come join the Presque County Republicans at this year's Reagan Day Fundraiser Dinner, Saturday, May the 11th at the Posen Community Center. Come enjoy a great dinner and hear from Patriot rock star Mark Farner, founding member of the original Grand Funk Railroad Band. For tickets, call Darren Darga at 231-489-9254. Call today, 231-489-9254. See you there.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Hey Patriots, this is the boss of Veteran John, his wife Jamie in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water. PFAS free, mineral rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH and veteran owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
If you are a PIE&G electric customer, call and get on the PIE&G Connect Express today. Call 800-423-6634 to get connected to the best, fastest, most reliable fiber internet connection in northern Michigan. Faster than Frontier, speedier than Sunrise, all at an affordable price. So call them today at 800-423-6634 and get on the PIE&G Connect internet train. All aboard!
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show, second segment, hour number two. I'm going to double back to this story that Steve Cara made quote of the day yesterday. But before I get to that, I just want to announce Line 5, the tunnel project, Enbridge. Well, yesterday, the U.S. Department of Justice agreed that Enbridge Energy's pipeline is trespassing on the land of the Wisconsin-based Bad River Band of the Lake Superior Tribe of the Chippewa Indians. United States Department of Justice Assistant Attorney General Louis Yellen and Amber Blaha, an attorney for the U.S. Department of Justice's Environment and Natural Resources Division, asked the U.S. Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals to affirm the lower court's order that the Canadian-based Enbridge Line 5 oil pipeline is illegally trespassing on tribal lands, urged the court to penalize the company. The brief also argued the implication of the court-ordered shutdown did not fully consider the treaty obligations between the United States and Canada. In the view of the United States, the district court failed to adequately assess all of the public interests in crafting its injunction relief or to adequately weigh them in light of all the circumstances and equities the government's filing read. The government's brief, which advocates sending the suit back to the lower court to reevaluate the public interest, comes at the request of the court. Joining in briefs from the Canadian government, unions, and other stakeholders. See, this is where the problem lies. The government's brief failed to look at the 1977 Transit Pipeline Treaty between the United States and Canada. Enbridge put out the statement that shutting down Line 5 before relocating it outside the reservation would in fact violate this treaty. Enbridge put out a statement and they said it's very simple, it's very clear, and the court's not even looking at it. The government of Canada has made its position very clear. Such a shutdown is not in the public interest and would negatively impact businesses, communities, and millions of individuals who depend on Line 5 for energy, both in the United States and in Canada. Enbridge continues to work diligently to find an equitable and amicable solution with the Bad River Band of Indians that requires their sovereignty and addresses their concerns while also allowing the continued delivery of vital energy that millions of people rely on every single day throughout the Great Lakes region, said Ryan Duffy, their spokesperson. Estimated 540,000 barrels of light crude oil and natural gas liquids flow through Line 5 daily. They supply refineries in Ontario, Canada, Michigan, and Ohio. However, green groups and businesses called the government's brief disappointing, saying it prioritizes Enbridge over the Indian tribe's sovereignty. Natalie Cook, senior field organizer for Sierra Club, said, quote, "The Department of Justice did not fully advocate for tribal sovereignty nor environmental protection. And we are deeply concerned by the potential ramifications of the brief," said Natalie Cook. On the other side, an attorney for Enbridge told the appeals panel back in February that shutting down the pipeline would cause massive disruption in energy supplies and would affect the economy not only in the Midwest of the United States, but also in Canada. The Bad River Band's Indian tribe attorney argued that even if Enbridge moves Line 5 off the reservation, it doesn't take it out of their wetlands. The appellate panel said really they wanted to hear from the government before deciding. Okay, here's the problem, folks. This pipeline has been operating for decades, going all the way back to the treaty that was signed between Canada and the United States at the federal level in 1977. Are there environmental concerns if the pipeline is broken? Yes. Obviously, there are concerns. They operate mostly in fear. Again, what's the acronym stand for? It's not actually a word. False evidence appearing real is what the fear is all about. Now, could there be a natural disaster, a tornado? Anything could possibly happen. This is true. How many tornadoes has the UP experienced over the years? My biggest concern is somebody planning an attack on the pipeline itself, blowing it up, sabotaging it in some way, shape, or form, causing an environmental spill to take place. But what they don't understand is that this is going to be moved out of the Indian tribes' property, their lands. But what else can you do in a wetland? You can't build on it. You cannot disturb it. And a pipeline going through it basically has no threat to the environment or the underground water aquifers that the wetlands service. Again, these are all false evidence appearing real arguments that they're attempting to use. Well, there was a appellate court decision which Enbridge appealed back in June 20th of 2023. A district court ordered that Line 5 be decommissioned within 3 years near the reservation property and to pay them $5.1 million for trespassing. Again, Enbridge spokesperson Ryan Duffy said, Enbridge began working on relocating Line 5 off of the reservation long before the court's ruling last summer. As far back as even 1992, the two sides signed an agreement allowing the pipeline to remain in operation on their property through 2043. Folks, that's almost another 20 years. However, Enbridge does not intend to maintain operations for them to remain on the Bad River Reservation a moment longer than it would take to relocate that segment of Line 5 around the reservation. However, it should be noted that as part of the 1992 agreement, Enbridge has had valid easements and permission to operate on the tribal land where Line 5 crosses the reservation. In Michigan, Attorney General Dana Nessel continues to fight Line 5, arguing that it is a nuisance, violates public trust, and many environmental laws. Well, the case continues to go through the court system, and of course, Enbridge is going to appeal this most recent decision. I believe, personally, this is going to go all the way to the United States Supreme Court. It's going to take the United States Supreme Court to rule on this lawsuit and to deal with this pipeline. And honestly, the Treaty of 1977, the easement agreements, all the things that Enbridge has done over the years, I think will end up prevailing at the United States Supreme Court. Let's get this to the Supreme Court and put an end to this once and for all. And I think with that decision, it could force the federal bureaucratic agencies to approve their permits and allow the tunnel project to begin. We need the tunnel project as soon as possible. I hope and pray Enbridge is providing for security of the pipeline. I just fear that these people are going to completely sabotage this pipeline in some way, shape, or form to be able to cause an environmental spill and to justify shutting the pipeline down. And if that happens, we are in trouble. Almost two-thirds of the UP relies on propane to heat their homes and businesses, municipal offices. And we do not have enough licensed CDL hazmat endorsed truck drivers, 2,512 semis per day would be required to haul the 540,000 barrels of crude oil products that the pipeline produces every 24 hours. Imagine over 2,500 semis, tankers on the road in the UP, crossing the Mackinac Bridge, bringing the product down to Ontario and southeastern Michigan for refining of the products. Absolutely insanity. Pure and simple. And honestly, I think it's going to take a change in our state government in 2026 with a Republican governor, a Republican majority in the House and the Senate, to be able to put a stop to this insanity. And for these environmental tree huggers, I know what your goals are. I know what you want to accomplish. You want everybody to switch over to electric vehicles, which we don't even have the power to do that. We don't have the power in the electric grid, number one. Number two, electric vehicles do not work in northern Michigan. Other cold region areas have proven it. And lastly, this form of energy is completely reliable and accessible based on the infrastructure Enbridge has put in place for years. It's not going to stop. It's not going to go anywhere. And what you have to look at here, folks, is basically reality. It's been a political football that the Democrats have taken advantage of for the last few election cycles. Well, this will be the last election before we get to deal with this issue in 2026. And I believe it's going to happen with a new governor, new attorney general, new secretary of state, new majorities in the House and the Senate to take the state back. Based in reality, based on evidence, based on facts. Stop basing your arguments on fear. False evidence appearing real. And stop your agenda-driven policies. The amount of money that the state of Michigan has wasted in fighting Enbridge on this pipeline could basically pay for many infrastructure improvements in our state. Paving roads and fixing bridges and overpasses. Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
Michigan News Source.